You're listening to the House to Home Show on WGCL, brought to you by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin and my co-host is Brian Thompson. And today our guest is Lauren Wood with Lauren Wood Builder, even though Brian's not here. So we're doing it alone today. So thank you for being here. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about you have a different vision for, I mean, everybody's house. You obviously talk to the client and see what their vision is, but you incorporate a lot of very natural materials into a lot of the work you do. Obviously, if they don't want you to, you're not going to use that kind of thing. But let's talk a little bit about how, if someone is interested in talking to you about the Shawnee Bluffs and they want you to build a house, how would that start? Just give you a call? Do they have to have a plan? You said you don't have architects, but you do work with architects.
That's right. Yeah. So we don't have in-house design team. So typically people call me as they're starting to think about projects, mm-hmm. and that's my preference before mm-hmm. the design is done.
Tell me what you want. How do you want it to function?
I want someone to come to me and say, Lauren, we're looking to build a house. We're looking for lots. This mm-hmm. is sort of the size. This is our budget. And I think, you know, budget and location are two of the big things that drive people's decision making in building a new home. As everybody who's ever looked knows, mm-hmm. there are very few lots in Bloomington. And so just finding a lot that meets your needs is a unique challenge. And mm-hmm. I think is probably the limiting factor for most people.
Absolutely.
So, you know, finding a lot and then designing a house that fits on that lot and then designing a house that fits on that lot that meets the budgetary constraints of the client. You know, certainly we get people calling us once they already have a design and may or may not have mm-hmm. a lot. But at that point, the cost of the house is relatively fixed. I mean, I'm going to have some variations in pricing, subcontractors and suppliers, and, you know, different material selections are going to impact the pricing. But in large part, it's going to be a function of the size of the home and the design mm-hmm. of the home. And once that's fixed, I don't have a lot of say. And so it's not uncommon for someone to come with a design from an architect, and then we price it out, and then they can't afford to build it. And so then they redesign, or they just don't build. Or
take off a room.
Yeah, and so that's never fun. It's not fun for the client. Mm-hmm. It's not fun for me or the architect probably. So my preference is certainly to talk to people before they've started the design phase so we can talk about what their budget is, feasibility. You know, if someone doesn't have a budget necessarily that accommodates an architect, they shouldn't hire an architect. They should be looking at existing home plans and trying to maybe find something they could tweak to fit their needs mm-hmm. and save a little bit of money there. I will say I really value working with architects. So to those architects out there listening, I certainly value the skills
Absolutely.
That you bring to the table. But
it's not affordable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my broader point is that, and sometimes people just can't afford to build the home that they want, and I want them to know that before they invest a bunch of time and money, and maybe they can spend a couple more years working and saving money, mm-hmm. And looking at other interim options. So that's my preference. We talk to people, we meet, we talk about their needs, we talk about their budget, we talk about their time frame, mm-hmm. we talk about what we do as a company, mm-hmm. and we try to figure out whether or not it's a good fit, and then we go from there. You know, I believe that selecting a builder is in large part about the relationship. You know, every builder has a different vision, a different considerations about best practices, different styles in how they work, different structures in terms of are they doing self-performing the majority of the work? Are they subcontracting everything else out? Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm not the right builder for every person, you know, I think that it's really important to meet several people and talk with them, talk about what they do, go through their projects, talk about their availability. Mm-hmm. I might be the perfect person, but if they want to start tomorrow, I'm not the right person.
Right.
So in today anyway, maybe next year.
Well, and it is a relationship. I mean, when you're building or renovating a home, it's a long-term relationship. It's not like you're going to talk to Lauren once and never talk to him again. It's going to be probably daily conversations and sometimes multiple conversations.
Not only, yes, so absolutely. And that's what I try to stress with homeowners, that this is a long-term relationship and you want it to be a good one. You're going to spend mm-hmm. a whole lot of time together. And this is likely going to be the person that services your home into mm-hmm. the future. I mean, I'm every day I'm getting calls from clients we built for several years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, I have this issue, a tree fell on my house. Can you come look at this? And not to mention that, but you're also building a relationship with their team, with, you know, with their HVAC person, and that person's going to service your home for the next number of years, their electrician, their plumber, et cetera. So meeting the team, understanding how they work, and making sure that it's the team that you want to have a long-term relationship with, I think that's critical. You know, price variations, builder to builder, there's going to be something, but in my opinion, not significant enough to make the decision from one builder to the next. I don't think that you should let plus or minus a couple thousand dollars dictate which builder you're going with. I think that that's a bad way to make the call. I mean, you work for HFI, and and you guys are have long-term relationships with all of your clients, and I think in the same way that we do. So that's the number one important thing. And I tell people, I just had a meeting on Saturday with some potential clients, and you know, they're interviewing me and I'm interviewing them, and we're just trying to see if it's a good fit.
Exactly. And that's the important part, is that you're interviewing each other. It's not just a one-way street. There are lots of people, lots of clients for you and lots of builders for other people. And so it's okay if it doesn't always match.
Exactly right. Yeah. Yeah.
You're not friends with everybody in the whole wide world.
That's right. And I can't build every house. And if I try to, I don't think I'd do anybody justice. So it's really a matter of just meeting and seeing how and if people fit together.
So you said you're getting ready to, you're framing another house right away now.
Yeah, we're working on one.
What goes on in the winter? I mean, I know that it gets cold, obviously, but you build pretty much year round, I would assume.
Yeah, so we have a big team, and we stay really busy. We work 40 hours a week, all the guys every week. You know, we don't ever send anybody home, so we stay really busy. We've got this house, which is starting right now. We're framing it, and we've got another house that we're going to start, the one I mentioned down in Shawnee Bluffs. We'll start that hopefully in several weeks here. So we'll be working on those through the winter, and then we'll just do lots of renovating. So we have just a bunch of renovations.
Get those lined up for the colder months, so that when you're indoors, you don't have to worry about being on a roof.
Exactly. So our goal will be to shift through the winter to some more, you know, kitchen remodels. We'll try and get most of the big outdoor framing work done so that we're under roof and not the weather isn't dictating our schedule. And we've done a fairly decent job of doing that previous years and managing to line the projects up in a way that we can stay busy and still do justice to the timelines on the jobs.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say, that's one of the things that most builders have a really good vision for, is like, okay, I need to get X amount of this house this far, because people don't realize that, yeah, it looks like a house from the outside and it can be completely sided you can have it all completely done on the outside. It might not be done at all on the inside because there's a lot to be done with the drywall and all the, you know, the little intricacies of putting in a kitchen or a bathroom and cabinets and all that good stuff. So there's a lot that goes on, even though it looks like it might be done.
Right. So I will say that come February, every year, there's just a time when things slow down. When you're finishing out some of this project, you start in the fall, and maybe you're not able to put in foundations. And so years past, we've, this year we renovated our office space,
which was convenient.
Mm-hmm. We built a playhouse
for the
home show. And so that, you know, we just find places to keep the crew busy. This year we're going to build a tiny house in February.
Awesome.
Just for fun, just to showcase.
You might get people
do.
That want to just come and watch you do that. You should video that and put it on YouTube or something.
I don't know about that. I'm better made for radio perhaps than television, Nancy. We're excited about that, and we'll see how that goes.
That's fun.
I'm looking forward to being able to showcase our work in a more mobile way.
That's fun.
Yeah, so we're the whole crew is sort of looking forward to that. Now, tiny house doesn't take very long to build, so we might have to do two or three of them.
We'll see. I don't know. You're going to have to be pretty inventive with some of those spaces. But
yeah.
Well, tell people how they can get a hold of you and come see you. I know that you've mentioned your new office.
Yeah, so come by the shop for ice cream cone and pop in 4535 East 3rd Street. We're just getting our signage up this week, so now it'll even say Lornwood Builders there when you drive by. Website is lornwoodbuilders.com. And awesome. Look us up. Come by. Love to talk to you. If you're thinking about a project, it's never too early to just come and talk about what's possible and what the process looks like.
Awesome. Thanks for being here, Lauren.
Thank you so much for having me, Nancy.
Thank you for joining us today. And remember, if you missed any part of this program, you can listen to the podcast on WGCL website at WGCLradio.com or on the FC Tucker Facebook page.